Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about what you don't know about paper products. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with David Jones, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forest Product Specialist. David, tell me, what exactly is paper?
Paper is basically fibers that have been taken apart from a living plant, either cotton or trees, and then put back together to form sheets. And paper itself is a very old product. There's an argument whether the Egyptians were the ones who created it with papyrus, which is the derivative of where the name came from, or if it was the Chinese who developed it before that in order to be able to write down things. But basically, paper is a reorganization of natural fibers to create something that we can utilize for lots of different things.
Okay, and so paper is largely made out of wood fibers, but what kind of products are made out of paper?
Well, we've got the normal thing, paper cups, writing paper, copy paper, toilet paper, or tissue paper. But then we've got a lot of other products that you don't necessarily know about because they don't appear to be that way. A good example is liner board paper, which is the paper that lines the boxes that we use for different things, particularly for medicines or packaging materials. Labels are paper. A lot of these things are very obvious once you think about them, but then you've got products like coatings. They actually make paper coatings, so they impregnate the paper with a different resin or a different chemical to allow it to be stable and utilize it in different applications. And a lot of the original laminations that we did for appearance were printed paper. So think about a desk that's made out of something different, like particle board, and you want to make it look like plastic. Then you can use an impregnated paper to give it that appearance. So there are lots of hidden uses for paper beyond just the writing paper. I mean, paper cups. A lot of times we like to add that paper in there so we're aware that where it comes from, but lots of different products for that.
Now, talk about the areas where paper has had a large impact.
Well, one of the places that it's had a large impact is with, like, protective equipment, protective suits that we use. A lot of them are made out of paper and protect things. But I guess a big impact that we've always had is within art and history. In history, obviously, paper has been very, very important, and the quality of the paper is very important to be able to write things down, to remember them. And so paper has to be acid-free and has to be of a certain quality in order for it to last the test of time. Previous papers would disintegrate on their own. Now, in the art world, paper is important because depending on the weight and the quality of the fibers that are used, the paper may or may not render what we want to come across visually. A good example is with watercolor. If you don't use the appropriate paper, it will only take one wash of the watercolor and then will not be able to take additional washes, which is what adds the depth and texture to watercolor paintings. And so there's a large impact in painting and ink, but there's also a large impact in things like origami or arts or sculpture that's made from paper, where the quality of the paper plays a large, large role in what we're capable of doing with it.
And I understand that paper has changed a lot over the past several 100 years. What changes have been made?
Well, what we found is we've become more efficient with the types of wood that we use to make paper so that we match the wood to the use. We've also come up with additives that we can surface the paper with so that we can get a nice shiny appearance. Think about magazines. Magazines used to not be very shiny. Now they're very, very shiny because we've added the addition of kaolin and clay to the surface to give it that nice sheen. And so there have been improvements. But the biggest thing that we've accomplished with it is we've made papers more biodegradable in one sense so that they are better for the environment and go away quicker. Or we've gone the opposite direction where the papers actually last longer now because we've treated them so that they stand the test of time.
All right. Thank you so much, David. That's really interesting. Today we've been speaking with David Jones, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forest Products Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.